Action goes further than I've gone before in connecting the worlds. It hints at what is to come eventually. Full crossovers in the Cosmere. The time for that hasn't arrived yet. If all this overwhelms you, know that most of the stories in here can be read independently. A few take place chronologically after published novels, and this is noted at the beginning of those stories, so you know how to avoid spoilers if you want. None of the stories in the collection require knowledge of the Cosmere as a whole. The truth is, most of what's going on in the Cosmere hasn't yet been revealed, so you couldn't be expected to be up to date on it all. That said, I do promise that this collection will provide not just questions, but at long last, some answers. The Sellish System. Central to this system is the planet of Sel, home to multiple empires that uniquely have remained somewhat ignorant of one another. It is a willful kind of ignorance, with each of the three great domains pretending that the others are mere blips on the map, barely worth notice. The planet itself facilitates this, as it is larger than most, with its size at around 1.5 Cosmere Standard, and gravity at 1.2 Cosmere Standard. Vast continents and sweeping oceans create a diverse landscape, with an extreme amount of variation on this one planet. Here you will find both snow-covered plains and expansive deserts, a fact I would have found remarkable upon my first visit, had I not by then discovered that this was a natural state of many planets in the Cosmere. Sel is notable for being dysharmonic, one of few planets in the Cosmere to attract two separate shards of Adenalsium. Dominion and devotion. These shards were extremely influential in the development of human societies on the planet, and most of their traditions and religions can be traced back to these two. Uniquely, the very languages and alphabets used today across the planet were directly influenced by the two shards. I believe that early on, the shards took an unconcerned approach to humankind, and society was shaped by the slow, steady discovery of the powers that permeated the landscape. This is difficult to determine for certain now, however, as at some point in the distant past, both devotion and dominion were destroyed. Their investiture, their power, was splintered, their minds ripped away, their souls sent into the beyond. I am uncertain whether their power was left to ravage the world untamed for a time, or was immediately contained. This all happened during the days of human prehistory on Sel. At this point, the bulk of the investiture that made up the powers of dominion and devotion is trapped on the cognitive realm. Collectively, these powers, which have a polarized relationship, are called the Door. Forced together as they are, trapped and bursting to escape, they power the various forms of magic on Sel, which are multitude. Because the cognitive realm has distinct locations, unlike the spiritual realm, where most forms of investiture reside, magic on Sel is very dependent upon physical position. In addition, the rules of perception and intent are greatly magnified on Sel, to the point that language, or similar functions, directly shapes the magic as it is pulled from the cognitive realm and put to use. This overlap between language, location, and magic on the planet has become so integral to the system that subtle changes in one can have profound effects on how the Door is accessed. Indeed, I believe that the very landscape itself has become invested to the point that it has a growing self-awareness, in a way unseen on other planets in the Cosmere. I do not know how this happened or what the ramifications will be. I've begun to wonder if something greater is happening on Sel than we at the universities of Silverlight have guessed. Something with origins lost in time. Perhaps the Eiree know more, but they are not speaking on the topic and have repeatedly denied my requests for collaboration. Brief mention should be given to the entities known as the Seons and the Skaes, splinters of self-aware investiture who have developed human-like mannerisms. I believe that there is a link between them and the puzzle of Sel's nature. The rest of the system is of little relevance. Though there are a number of other planets, only one exists in a habitable zone, if barely. It is barren, inhospitable, and prone to terrible dust storms. Its proximity to the sun, Masha, makes it uncomfortably warm, even for one who has spent a good portion of her life on the day side of Taldane.